What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We are back with another installment. Cookie, Pepper, and yes. Jasmine are in the house.
Hello.
Hey, howdy.
What's up?
How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great. They just brought Living Single to Hulu.
Oh, shit. Are we binging?
Yes, we are binging.
Yes.
And then purging, and then binging again.
Purge.
Oh, man.
Sounds like a plan.
And so for those of you who aren't old as fuck.
Shut up.
Whatever.
My great-great-grandfather told me about Living Single.
Way back in the 90s when they barely had like lights indoors
and VCRs.
Oh my god, and beta, yeah.
Laserdisc.
Oh my god. Beta, you are so old.
Yes, we are in our 30s.
Oh my god. Old as beta. F.
Except for Pepper, she's 47 and she can.
Oh my god, I am not 47 and I cannot.
She just turned 48. She had a birthday. Remember that, Jester?
No, I'll be 38.
Just reached what a menopause. Dick.
You're gonna be old before me, so be quiet.
So are you gonna have a menopause party? Is that what you're gonna like next
no,
year?
No, I'm not, because I've been going through menopause years ago, okay? So way past
she don't
that.
Got the bits and pieces no mo.
Well, I'm gonna have a party when I'm over this shit.
Okay. Damn, I need to get that done. Not yet, though.
I need to get on that shit.
Oh yeah, I'm halfway through.
Almost. We're rooting for you.
Hopefully by 60
I
I'll
still
be
need
done.
To breed a math league, so
fingers crossed.
You don't want to get menopause.
So far I have the captain of the math league, so I need like about maybe 4 or 5 more. Just kidding. No.
Maybe.
Well, the numbers are in your favor.
She's so Asian. They're always in her favor.
That is not nice, Cookie.
Not in China.
Dang it.
Get rid of them when they're female.
Yeah, they ship them over here and make them our problem.
Yeah. And that's
thanks,
how we,
guys.
And that's
thank
how you,
you
get a co-host.
Ta-da!
And that's how Jasmine Rice came about.
So, have you guys been following social media? It lost its shit this week, and it was over. We get a double here on Rice and Beans this week, because we not only do we have a racist things our president said, but we also have a social media lost its shit today because of the same thing. So, we're gonna have to go ahead and keep track when we get multiples. So that was a twofer. And I don't know if you guys heard, but what everybody was losing their shit over was Donald Trump's description of countries like El Salvador, Haiti, and parts of Africa. He described them as shithole countries, and the quote was, "Why are we having all these people from shithole countries come here?"
Okay, I'm going to say it. We were all thinking it, and he just said it. That's what a leader does.
Yeah, they just speak their fucking mind. They don't care.
Making America great again. Mm-hmm. Can't we just get more European shippings?
Freedom of speech, right?
And one of the places that he would prefer to have people come in from is Norway.
Yay!
Those people are so white, even German people look at them and go, oh my god, you're really pasty.
Norwegians. The Germans are envious of the Norwegians. I love it.
But it drew a lot of backlash, and you know, like, I'm not surprised.
He's an idiot.
It was really fucking stupid. As much as he felt like saying it, there's a time and a place, and that wasn't it.
Well, that was his time and place, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, if you're gonna spout off shit like that, maybe like on a podcast when it's just you and your friends, and you know, not like a whole like room full of reporters that
not
are gonna,
when you're the leader of the free world, for crying out loud,
right?
Yeah.
And
seriously,
while I was just Jasmine, did you hear about that this week? That everybody was like just fucking losing their minds over this.
Actually, no, I have not heard about that at all.
So follow up question: are you the least bit surprised?
I mean, I'm not surprised, but I mean, he's a fucking idiot. Like,
Cookie, what do you think? It was just a matter of time before something like this got said? Or?
Oh, well, no. I mean, we have like a whole topic devoted to this. So obviously these things are going to come up and I just wait for it like Christmas morning. Like, what is he going to say next? But it's like, I mean, this is to be expected. This is what America's about right now. Not having somebody who's qualified for the job, having someone who bought the position. So, I mean, it's the holidays might have ended, but the presents keep coming. You know?
And that was the first thing that I thought when I saw this was, oh my God, the show is just writing itself.
I know, serious. I'm like, oh, thank you, Trump.
Thank you, Mr. President. That's the first thing I say every time I see stupid things that he's either done, yes, or said, or I don't know. Who do you, in terms of saying stupid shit, who do you think was worse, him or Bush?
Oh,
Bush didn't
it's
say
such
shit.
A tie. And fool which
once.
Bush?
So fool
Bush
me
didn't
once.
Say shit though. Like he stood quiet.
What?
Bush doesn't say much. What the? I think Donald Trump says a lot of shit.
Jasmine and I were all over that one.
Donald
like, did
Trump
you just
says
hear
a lot more shit than Bush.
Stupid shit though. Okay, like the fool me once
shit.
Thing. Like shit. And they wrote it down for him too. That was the worst part.
Ugh.
All he has to do is just read it off the fucking teleprompter.
And reading's hard for some people.
Like me.
I like how he was looking right at Pepper as he was
I
saying
know,
it
like,
in
like
a
me.
Non-judgmental way.
Thank you. Thank
Why do you have
Cookie?
A pen and a paper? You don't even know how to write.
You don't worry about what I'm writing.
She's just drawing.
She's drawing penises.
I'm writing gibberish, acting smart.
She's like that kid in Superbad. She has a whole lunchbox full of dick drawings.
I'm like, dear love. Dear love, sorry to inform you that I cannot get married. No, I'm just kidding.
What do you think? That's She's what off. I think that Donald Trump has going on. Like, you see him writing during meetings. I think secretly he's just drawing a bunch of dicks all over the paper.
He's playing Candy Crush on his phone.
Tweeting words, killer words like confifi.
Confifi.
I mean, this... I don't know... How he... I don't know how he won, dude. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is really what the world's come to?
It's coming to an end, obviously, if he's our president.
And like, we have a fucking front row ticket for it. That's the scary part.
Fucking get ready, then.
I just sit with a bowl of popcorn and just watch and listen.
This is bullshit. I just started making good money. Now the world's going to end.
Well, start spending it, then.
That's the way it happens. Yeah.
Start sending it my way, then.
I'm in my mid-30s, and I just got engaged, and now the world's going to end. My mom was right.
Oh my God, what a tragic. I don't have to get married. No, just
I
kidding.
Know, right?
Wow, she seems like she's really, really excited to get married. And for those of you that don't know, Pepper is engaged. Cookie is engaged, but he did share that with us.
Yes.
So yeah, now
sorry, was I supposed to share that with you?
Yeah, I'm 34. I had that sky written over
I'm
my family's house.
And I can, and, right?
Yeah, because she's 47 and she can.
I don't want people knowing my life.
And so how did
then get off social media, you dumb bitch.
So how did your soon to be mother-in-law take the news?
I have no idea.
You guys getting engaged. Did she say, don't marry my son?
I don't know. Let's ask my little Indian boy. Hey, sir, over there.
Squanto.
They have a question for you.
How did your mother take the news that you're engaged?
I don't know if she knows.
That you threw your life down the shitter and decided to put a ring on this one's finger.
After they said, don't stop dating her, right? What? I don't know. They're asking you the question. So that means he didn't tell her because, yeah.
It's 11:30.
Well, I mean...
My family doesn't know anything because they don't... They're not in my business.
So so everybody that listens to the podcast should feel special because technically they found out before both Pepper's parents, that was a tongue twister, and Squanto's parents.
Well, if so, my parents were to ask, I'd tell them.
Well, your mom listens to the show. She's a big fan of mine.
Oh, my God.
You know,
Mom,
she's my number one groupie.
Guess what? I'm
both
fucking...
On the air and in the bed.
I'm right. Fucking, and I'm going to marry the neighbor in like 10 years.
Oh, jeez.
Bear.
As soon as he gets out of high school, that ass is mine.
As soon as he's legal.
That's Pepper style right there.
Is what Kevin Spacey said to his ex.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
yeah,
we gotta check. Come on, we gotta check the facts on that.
I'm sure
it was more than one ex.
That's, yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, I feel silly now.
So Squanto officially decided to throw in the towel and stop living life to the fullest, and he is...
What are you talking about? Living with Pepper is to the fullest.
And to the
He had so much going for him.
Oh, now he has so much more.
A driver's license, a high school diploma.
A college education.
God, all down the drain. Like,
wait, I figured it out. You're knocked up.
No.
Okay, I don't know. No. I don't know then.
But it's kind of like having a kid, right? Like, I you know,
guess.
Your dreams are going down the drain now.
Just flush it.
Because you're
going
to marry Pepper.
Yeah, if you're going to marry Pepper, your dreams are down the drain. So way to shoot
yet.
For the middle, kid.
Not yet. 10 years.
I mean, so you're going to wait 10 years. Are you still going to do that bullshit that you were talking about? The no sex until for like...
Well, since it's a long engagement, I say the last 2 years, I will stop.
I call bullshit.
So
I
know. I'm serious.
That ghost is not coming back.
Like, the last 2 years, when we start planning and actually being real and getting ready, like, then, yeah, I will stop.
Wait, so it's being real? Like,
meaning, like, it's actually coming. It's real. Fuck, it's here. Like, you know? 2 years, boom, countdown. I need to, like, no sex. It's real. It's coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so for the last 2 years before she gets married, she's not going to have sex.
No,
so from the
years.
Ages of 62 to 64, you're going
to
be abstinent.
I'm going to dedicate myself to God because I want to be a reborn again. Not dedicate fully, like, go to church and shit, but, like, not get, like, have sex. Like, I'm not going to have sex for 2 years. Yeah. I'm not going to be, like, one of those Catholic people, you know, like preach to God and shit. Hell no, I'll burn. But yeah.
You're terrible. Don't throw
you.
Shit.
There is absolutely no way that your ass is going to get away with not having it. You know what? Cookie was right. It's going to be like the episode of Seinfeld.
Oh,
here, that's
God.
It. I'm done.
Yeah, you throw in the towel like real quick.
I guarantee you. Wait, ask him
the
right
challenge.
Now. Since we got engaged, have we had sex?
Twice
no,
today.
We haven't, and it's been obviously a week. He said so.
Wonder the two of you are so fucking grouchy.
He has remorse. He's questioning his decision.
Buyer's remorse. You
we
can
haven't all, had sex.
You can always take the ring back and just tell me.
You would think like,
about
oh,
it.
You're engaged. Like, oh, he asked me to marry him. Let me jump on him right away because it's so. You know, no, I haven't had sex with him in a week since he asked me. So see, I know what I'm doing.
Hey, Jasmine, I just noticed. Yeah. What's with that big old bruise on your knee?
Not wearing your knee pads, huh?
This is when I fell.
Onto that guy's dick?
It was tool time. She couldn't help herself.
Hi.
No, it was.
Does this one have all his teeth?
You fell in a hole by a sidewalk onto a curb and fell into the street. Yeah, trying to get into an Uber.
Busted.
God.
Wilson
what
ratted
you
out.
Doing?
Yeah, I'll call you, Wilson.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Tool time.
Because it's tool time.
Yes.
He said yes. Oh, shit. So
if you don't know, we'll...
it's like I put a fence and just, all you see is the top of my eyes while I talk with you all.
I thought that was Wilson.
Yep, that's Wilson. Yeah. The next turn in for tool time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Al. Oh, never mind.
Oh, wait, Al is the one up behind the fence.
Al's the one with the beard.
Yeah.
His co-host.
Al Borland.
Al's beard.
Who was actually married to the wife on the show in real life.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
Wilson is the neighbor. Right?
Yeah, Wilson was the neighbor where you could only see the top of his face.
That was crazy. I couldn't get that. Like, show his face. I want to see his face.
Even at the end, they didn't.
I would get up and go like, let me see his face.
Yeah.
Like I did with her.
Yeah, she was doing that at the end, like our season finale for season
You're
one.
A special kind of smart, Pepper.
Right?
Like, let me see.
You rank right up there with the president.
I am smart. That's why I can relate to that guy. He says stupid shit, but oh wow, who gives a fuck?
You know what? Yeah, he gets blamed.
You know why? Because he's like 67 and he can.
he's got only himself to blame, right?
Yeah. What? Let him live life by being a president for the next whatever years, and that's
so,
it.
So Pepper, being that you're an expert and like highly knowledgeable on blame. On the blame game.
I don't blame anybody.
What would you say is like the worst thing that you ever been blamed for, or something that really pissed you off that you got blamed for that you didn't do?
Oh my God.
Wow, when I don't actually do it and they try to tell me I did, like cheating.
Okay, no,
or something.
Like I'm asking for like a specific example.
Like you cheated on me because you screwed that guy. Well, first of all, I wasn't with you. We were just dating, so it's not considered cheating. So don't go and tell me I'm a cheater. Like if we were boyfriend and girlfriend, or if we were like in a relationship, that's different, you know, like marriage or something. But I didn't cheat on you. We were dating. We were barely talking. We're having fun, I thought.
And
yeah, I got real. Yeah, it gets me mad because I'm like, that's.
Yeah, we can see that.
Yeah, it gets me mad. I'm like, don't talk about it. It gets me all fumed up. Like, yeah. Don't tell me I'm something I'm not.
Take a swig of your Four Locos.
Like,
calm
you know
down.
When you call me a bad mother sometimes? No, just kidding.
Sometimes.
I'm like, I'm a good mother.
You mean like when I call you a good mother sometimes?
Fact-based quotes upset you, Pepper?
I am a very good mother.
Where's your son at right now?
He's playing video games.
Where?
excuse me, sir. Do you know
what time is it right now?
I know.
8:30. He's good.
What about
bedtime for my kiddo?
Oh yeah, usually he's in bed, but I let him like have fun sometimes, you know.
What about you, Jasmine? What's something that you've been blamed for that like really just like irritated the shit out of you because you know for a fact it wasn't you?
Fuck.
We were on a break.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck it. Hey,
never
that's another one.
That.
That's another one that pisses me off.
What? When you sleep with someone while you're quote unquote on a break?
Yeah, that's not cheating. Right? Isn't it?
No.
Like, or when you go out there, you're on a break, you're exploring before you, you know. Like,
okay, Dora, calm it down.
I know, fucking Ross Jr. Jesus.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you want to break the commitment off, we're not technically boyfriend and girlfriend. So, yeah, it's not cheating if I go elsewhere.
I don't know. I've never really been on a break.
So but have you ever been blamed for something that you didn't do?
Plenty of times. It's normally like
driving
about,
well. You're a good driver. How dare you?
I don't even drive.
It's Thank better that God. Way. It's much better. I think it's much safer for the rest of us that way.
Being bad at math, has anybody said you're bad at math?
Never.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I always did my homework, so.
Typical.
I was a good student, damn it. I can't think of it. I mean,
stereotypes exist for a reason.
I told you.
I know.
Pepper, that was racist.
No.
Did you bring much dishonor to your dynasty when, in fact, you didn't?
No.
No? Okay, just checking.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I should not have taken this hint.
When someone accused me of being Mexican?
Yeah. Like, just think of a time where you were being accused and it got you mad.
I don't know. No. But if I were a guy, I'd probably be blamed left and right for like impregnating someone by now. But
that's—I gotta tell you, that getting somebody pregnant and passing some like an STD to somebody that is and getting like accused of that—that's like from a guy's point of view when you know for a fact that it wasn't you. That's fucking the total short end of the stick.
Yeah.
No pun intended. I haven't got okay. Me personally, I've only been semi accused one time of passing something on to an ex, but I know
what was it?
HPV or some shit like that.
Isn't that something?
Human
girls,
papillomavirus.
I mean,
isn't
like,
that only something?
Isn't
girls?
That like
that's the genital warts, dude? Is it not?
Men are carriers of it.
But HPV is only something girls can, like,
yes,
get.
Yes, girls get it, but men can carry it and
like,
pass it.
Yeah, but they don't get it like a...
No, nothing happens to us. It's just
they have it in their blood.
Transmitted. Yeah. or at least some of us do. I don't personally, because I had a paper that said so.
Well, that other paper I read the other day said wrong.
And so here's the, but no.
Wait. You could read pepper?
Yes, I can, when I want to read.
That's the bullshit part of it.
Only when I want to.
No, she can't. It's like Roger Rabbit. Only when it's funny. no, and so here, the thing is, I knew for a fact that it I was clean because I had just gotten like paperwork back that week saying that I was clean. Ish. And then this chick said that, oh, it was in front of her new boyfriend that she was asking, that she was telling me this shit. And so when I told her, I just got my paperwork back this week, I am 100% clean. So that whole bullshit about I'm the only person that you slept with in the last however long is fucking bullshit, because I don't have anything and you do. So fuck you. And I looked at him, I was like, way to shoot for the middle, kid. Kind of like what I told Squatcha when he said he was engaged. Something.
Right? Aww. There was so much hope for him.
I thought about something. I'm going to come out with it.
What's that? Fuck it.
Oh,
okay.
Are you going to have to pay $10?
God damn it. All right. So this was with, like, my first serious boyfriend. And before I was in a relationship with him, I tried to get into porn. Well, I kept the tape or whatever, and somehow he was cleaning and he found it, and this motherfucker watched it and said that I was doing it like right when we were together, but really it was like way before. So he was like accusing that I was like cheating on him and doing a porno, when in fact I told him about it before we even got together.
I like how you have a portfolio for your wanted career in porn. Can we talk about that? I really am enjoying this right now.
Damn it, I was trying to dodge it.
That went south so fast.
You're gonna be in porn? Wow.
No, at some point, no, but
yes,
I didn't go through
letting them into porn now.
Relationship.
I know what? You do. I see them all the time on that porn site I go on.
Shut up. That was probably my cousin.
What kind of porn are you on there watching, Pepper?
She was getting gay.
We're not going to talk about
that. I didn't have to give her any pointers.
She thought it was another one. There was
a
cup.
Like, damn. Oh.
What?
She was bobbing.
You fucking degenerates.
Damn. So there's your dishonor to my fucking dynasty for you, Cookie.
Yeah, that's pretty dishonorable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, pretty dishonorable, Mr. Judgmental.
Oh,
here.
Shut up.
Do you even know what dishonorable means?
Yes.
I'm shocked. All right, Cookie, I owe you $2.
Okay.
Actually, yes. Yes. So I can get some Lucy's.
So.
Well, what if you explain it? What if she says something completely different? I want to hear it now. Okay. What is dishonorable, Pepper?
Dishonorable means like when you're like not honoring the shit that you should. Like, God.
No, she doesn't know.
Like, you're not
dedicated.
Whatever. Like,
damn it.
Honorable. Like, you have to, like, what is that called? I'm going to find
God
that
damn,
word.
You're as dumb as I am smart.
I'm not good at big words, but I know what I'm fucking talking about.
But you're good
about.
At big wieners?
Sometimes. Not all the time. Can't take credit.
It's what's in her wheelhouse. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Whatever. And she calls her vagina wheelhouse.
It's when you're not dedicated to what you want. Like,
I thought
what you
it was called
to.
Roundhouse.
Whatever you committed to, you know.
She
what I'm
might
saying,
not right? be able to right. take a joke, but she can damn straight right.
take a dick.
Yeah. Right? Like when you're not, like when you make a commitment, like you're not being on. Shut the fuck up! I know what
you
the
can't
fuck
use
I'm
the word
about.
In its
I'm
own
look
definition
it up right now.
We asked you if you knew what it meant off the top
I
of your
do
head.
In my
just
own
say
words,
no. Next time,
in my own words, I know what it means.
Okay,
like everybody okay. memorizes shit in their own way. I memorize it in my way.
I want okay. I want to let's hear your
use
way
it in
one
a
more
sentence?
Time. No, you're not getting off that easy. Let's hear it in your words.
I did want like okay, like being. Oh my God! I don't want to explain myself. It's like when you commit to something, you're like you didn't make that commitment. Like you're being dishonorable. Whatever.
It's like you're so close, you're right there, but
I
not.
I know, but whatever. I know it in my own terms, and that's it. Like dishonorable.
What's the definition of terms?
Oh my God, really? When you have to sign a fucking contract.
No, that's what's on the contract.
It's like terms and conditions, what they want and what they don't want, blah, blah. Like, nope, negative, not signing.
Oh, man, your prenup's going to be real fun,
isn't
it? Oh,
I'm not having a prenup. What are you talking about?
Because I can't have kids,
what
stupid.
What is mine is mine, and what is his is mine. Like, that's it. That's the prenup.
Once again, Squanty, way to shoot for the middle.
No, I'm just kidding, honey. What's yours is yours, and mine is mine.
She wanted to keep that ring. Then.
She's like, except
just
for the...
Just as long as I keep the ring.
She's like... You know what I mean?
This is like the third time that she said this to me.
I want to add it to the collection.
Good. High five for collections.
Yeah, I got a whole ring box.
This is my second one.
No, it's gonna be fourth.
Stop bragging.
Oh, shit.
Well, like, the other ones didn't mean anything. This one actually means something.
Does that mean it'll go on the top of the box then?
It's gonna go at the fucking pyramid of the box. It's never going to leave my finger.
It'll be the fucking crown jewel of the box that she has of engagement rings.
It's my retirement ring. Like, I retire from engagement.
Most people have 401ks. Pepper just racks up enough engagement rings where at the end, when it comes to retirement age, that's what she's going to do for money. She's just going to sell off the rings.
Fuck no, I won't sell my body, but not my rings.
You heard it here first on Salt.
I'll sell my son before I sell my rings. Hell no. Shit.
And sadly, you're going to make way more money off of the rings.
Oh, but it's okay. I will not sell those babies. They're too pretty.
Which baby?
My rings. My rings.
Her box of engagement rings from failed engagements. She's got quite the collection going. The box is nice, too. Very tastefully
it's
done.
Very beautiful.
Yes. A decoupage of penises everywhere.
It wasn't quite a Google album of dick pics, but...
I know what dishonorable means now. I can explain.
She got it on Etsy.
I can explain dishonorable to you guys now.
The Google is strong with this one.
I know.
Too bad. We the rest of us already know what it means, so...
Well, see, this is
good
why
job
I
for
didn't know what
up.
It means, because it, like, it's bringing shame or disgrace. Like, I don't know those
So basically
words.
The key elements that you bring to the table on a damn
like,
near weekly
no,
basis.
No, it's shame and disgrace, what me and Cookie don't know about very much, right?
What's disgrace and
exactly.
Shame?
Like, what the fuck's shame?
What is that?
I don't know. I'm not the least bit surprised that you don't
I
know
guess
what the definition of shame
some people
is.
Have that. I don't know. Like dignity, you know, and respect.
Self-respect.
Those are like big words that hurt my head.
Rice and beans, ladies and gentlemen. Rice and beans. So, going back to our topic after our somewhat diatribe of a tangent. Cookie, what about you, man? Any thing that stands out to you is like, I got blamed for this and it. Like, out of all the things that I've been blamed for, this is the thing that really, like...
Nothing like, in particular. I was a middle child, so all of mine are, like, they're not sexual, but I used to get blamed for a lot of shit as a kid.
Why do you sound so disappointed when you say they weren't sexual?
Well, everybody's bringing up sexual things, and I don't have anything to bring to the table. I didn't give anybody herpes or hepatitis or the HIV. I used to get blamed for not washing my dish. Or
washing your dish?
Yeah. Aww. That's what I call my penis. No, I mean, I used to get blamed for a lot of shit. But,
fuck it. That's my life.
Yeah, seriously. You learn to get over it real quick.
You're just like, you stand there and you're like, go ahead, make up your story and I'll just agree.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll just smile and nod.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
I did
that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just want it. Yeah. You don't fight it no more. Just agree.
Just go with it. I'm that guy.
So, Pepper, on that note, does that mean that you don't have, you're not a firm believer in change or self-improvement?
No. Anybody can change and self-improve themselves if they really want to.
I meant you personally.
Oh, me personally? I have changed from what I used to be. I'll admit that.
Was it like a New Year's resolution? One of those New Year, New Me bullshit?
Yeah.
No.
Did you make a New Year's resolution, Pepper?
I never do.
Oh, typical.
It's like the Lent thing, the whole 40 days. What are you going to give up? I'm going to give up sex. Like, that's what I'm going to give up. Meaning,
fuck?
Like, not
what?
Give...
Wait,
hold
no.
on. Hold on.
What
not,
the fuck
wait.
Is wrong with you?
Not give it up. Like, not going to...
You're...
Wait. Not give it up.
You just like, got engaged and now you're going to give it up.
Oh my God, you're not getting what I'm saying. Like, I'm going to give up sex. Meaning, like, I'm going to give it up. Not, like, take it away. Like, I'm going to give it more. You're gonna get more again, right? I'm going to give it up. Like, give it more. Not take it away, dummies.
More. I never thought it would use it in that context, though.
So. Yeah, well, you have to be, like, nice about it when you say it in church.
Oh, I'm
gonna
geez.
God, I'm going to give up sex every night. Like,
what is wrong?
The lie detector determined that that was a lie.
I swear, that's always been my thing for Lent. I've always said I'm going to give up sex, meaning like I'm going to give it up. Like, yeah.
Oh, for Lent, Jesus.
Yes. Oh, for my resolution.
In a religious context.
No, but you didn't make a New Year's resolution?
I never do.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously, never
of
do.
Of all people?
I never do, because I'm never...
I mean, at least lie to yourself
if
and
I
say...
If I want to change, I'm going to change for myself, not because it's a new fucking year.
Have you changed for yourself yet?
Yeah, a lot.
Not even her own diapers.
I'm a good mom now.
Next. Jasmine, what did you... I've what's changed. Your New Year's resolution?
I don't have one, sorry.
My New Year's resolution? I don't know. What stay true to myself.
What does that mean anyway?
That sounds so corny.
Wait, what was yours?
Oh, I said just to keep staying true to myself.
Oh, that's oh my not a resolution. God.
She's like, I'm just thanks. Doing me 100.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
YOLO.
Wow, that sounds like an awful lot of judgment coming from the mother of the year over there.
Fucking, I'm going to do me exactly, right? That's not a resolution.
Yeah, because I did me for like 21 years. I need to stop doing me.
That's like going to say like, I'm Pepper and I can. That's my resolution. Like, no.
Because she's 47 and she can, folks.
No, I'm Pepper and I can.
Can you?
Yes, no. I can.
I don't know.
Just so long as it's not early in the morning, because you know how old people get.
Yes. Yeah, get cranky. They're the worst.
Yeah, I'm a night owl. You got to catch me in the night.
Bob that neck. Bob that neck.
She usually does.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Anyways, on with the resolutions. What's yours, Cookie?
Mine? I went old school, and I gave up drinking.
Oh, my God. I gave up sodas kind of guy.
No. I still do pills and powder. I just gave up drinking.
Just drinking.
I'm going to cut up a line real quick.
Bullshit. He's drinking. He's drinking right now, probably.
It's water.
Water my ass.
No, it's not water from your ass. That's gross. You drink Four Locos.
And it's not supposed to be water. We told you, frozen peas.
Whatever. Damn it, every time. I do love me a good vegan barbecue, though.
You guys are nasty.
You're so nasty.
What is yours, Jester?
Oh, I totally lied to myself. I told myself I was going to work out more. I was going to... I was going to drink less.
And this is why I don't...
I said that I was going to make fun of you less on the air. And
oh, that was dead like the first day.
Exactly. Yeah,
like, he cannot stop making fun of me.
Considering she showed up to your house on a bicycle.
Yeah.
Oh, my bike is so pretty.
That was like asking to be made fun of.
But my bike is so pretty.
I told her I want to hook up a speaker to her bike so every time she pedals, the theme from the Wizard of Oz when the witch is riding the bike plays that didn't.
Just to warn everybody, she's a coming.
Right?
Are you calling me a witch?
Oh, and we can put
interpret it however you want.
I mean, I'm not calling you a witch, but if the shoe fits, I mean,
if it fucking walks like a witch, it acts like a witch and talks like a witch, right?
It's a sandwich.
Anyways, well, this is why I don't set up resolutions, is because of what you guys just explained, that you're not going to probably do.
We're going on 2 weeks. I still haven't had an alcoholic beverage.
Come on. It's barely been, and you're stressing that right now.
Like, I'm not stressing out. I've got plenty of pills running through my system to where I don't need to stress out.
Like, it's been a week. Like, no.
I'm good.
You're not going to make it the whole year.
Is that a challenge? Oh, well,
challenge.
I have a wedding to go to. That's what I was saving it for. Shut up.
What he means is we have another drunk show coming up soon, and that's what he's saving himself for.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, that's your resolution.
Like
to give
you
it up.
In the 2 years before you get married, you're saving yourself for that.
Oh. I Oh, I will succeed in that one.
Oh my gosh. I highly doubt it.
That'll be my resolution.
Nope. You're going to get shit faced drunk and you're going to have unconscious butt sex.
And you're going to give it up to the clown at your son's birthday party.
Unconscious butt sex, Alicia.
The clown, it's, Elmo.
It's more fun when they don't struggle.
La 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 la.
Pepper's World.
Yep, because I can. No, anyways, yeah, I don't follow through with them the whole year, so I ain't making one. So good luck to you guys and your resolutions. I hope you guys succeed.
No, I'm doing well on mine. I totally lied to myself, so I don't feel the least bit guilty about not working out extra.
So why make one then? Why make one?
Because it sounds cool.
That's like, yeah.
I mean, you do a lot of fucked up.
I'm going to live right and eat right.
Like you said, I'm going to have this baby. I'm going to be a mother. And then you just drop that shit.
Right? Fucking drop that ball a long time ago.
No, that kid is still with me. I'm not.
She's like, wait a second. I'm already a good mother. So.
I am a good mother. I'm a very good mother.
Good. I am. That's a good
thing. That's one thing, one good thing I can admit to myself.
As she drinks the Four Locos and has no idea where her son is.
He's in the house playing Xbox or something. I don't know. I know he's in the house.
What? So
your house?
What is the one thing that you say for yourself?
I am a very good mother.
And the lie detector determined that was a lie.
I am a good mother than most, okay?
A good mother than most?
Yeah, some mothers are not that good. I'm a great mother.
Everybody heard that, right? It wasn't just me. I'm not like this. Nope. Jameson's not really kicking my ass that hard.
Okay, well then I'm a better mother than my mom was. How about that one?
Leave my woman out of this.
Oh, whatever.
Don't talk smack.
I'm a good mom. I tell my son, good night, love you. Mm-hmm. Give him a kiss on the cheek.
He says, get out and close the door.
I gotta finish this. Get me some lotion.
I'm like, hurry up and go to sleep or I'm giving you Benadryl.
Give me my asks for the Benadryl.
Mama's almost ready.
She said,
I gotta go out.
She says, good night, I love you. He's like, give me my Kleenex and get the fuck out.
Aw, my little son.
Make sure the Wi-Fi's up.
I love my son, whatever. He's back in school, so now I miss him.
If only he missed you.
Right?
He doesn't miss me this week.
He's missed you with every bullet so far.
I haven't been nice this week.
God damn.
He'll be a better shot soon.
Whatever.
You're lucky that kid has bad aim.
Are we almost done? Because I need to go bond with my son right now.
Oh, that's not going to happen. He's going to be a teenager. You're like almost out the door.
I don't care.
Dude.
He's taking me to prom. He's doing all that. Like, no.
Oh, your son's going to be like one of those homeschooled freaks.
Oh, he's so cute. He's like, this is my mom. She's so pretty.
This is my mom. It's more like, this is my mom. She's so delusional.
She thinks she's young in high school, and no.
If it okay, so if it
he'll be 11 next week.
It
oh, okay.
Okay, so by the time he goes to prom, it'll be this is my mom. You have to speak up when you talk to her; like her hearing's not so good.
40 something. I'll still be young.
You're like 40 something now.
I'll be like 45. I am 37. Are you kidding me?
Because I'm 47 and I can. That's her motto.
No, if I'm 40.
Well, I mean that's her saying, her catchphrase, if you will. Her motto is "What cookie?" And if there's a hole, there's a way.
Yes.
Oh my god,
that is not mine.
It's two in the pink, one in the stink.
Oh my god, no, it's because I can. And that's why. That's my saying. Anyways.
Because you're 47 and you can.
No,
you
I'm 37 it. And I can. And I'll be 38, not 47.
I'm sure your
Stop
son
Stop making me older than what I am, okay?
Your son doesn't even want to take you to the mother-son formal at his school. You think he's going to take you to prom?
I'm
going to
fucking
He doesn't even want
him.
You to go with him to the market, for crying out loud.
He wants to get fed, right? So he has to.
Yeah, that's why he goes to his grandparents.
They're not going to feed him.
That's why like, her that's son's her so mother. Skinny.
You came out of there, right? Not me. Yeah. I'm a good mother, see? I feed him, I bathe him, and tell him to go to bed.
You still bathe him? That's kind of creepy.
No, I tell him to take a bath.
Do you know how filthy baths are? He should be taking a shower.
Well, showers, whatever he does in that bathroom for like 5 minutes.
Gross.
Wow.
Sometimes 20. And I'm like, whoa, you need to stop.
He's in the oh, yeah,
he's either really good at it or really bad at it.
Like,
he's in the he's an adolescent in the bathtub for 20 minutes. He's either the cleanest child on the planet or the dirtiest one.
No, he takes showers, and sometimes it's like 5 minutes, and then sometimes I catch him in there for like 20 minutes. I'm like, hello, hurry up.
Why are you spying on your kid in the bathroom?
Because
that is really creepy.
Up. He needs to hurry up and get
Can someone give me
out.
The number for child services?
Right? He should not Holy even be shit. In there that long. That's why. Like, hey, if he's going to cock block on me, shit, he's not getting his in the shower. No. Knock, knock. Hurry up. Wash yourself and go.
Exactly.
It's true, right?
Kids.
Mm-hmm. They swear.
I'm almost at a loss for words. I mean, I have one word that comes to mind, and that word is creeper.
Oh, my God. My son is a creeper. Yeah.
I meant you I fucking degenerate.
Okay. If 11, a 10-year-old's taking too long in the shower, I'm going to knock on the door and be like, hello, are you okay? Like, come on.
Yes, he's okay. He's fucking masturbating. That's what he's doing in
at
there.
At 10 years old? At 10 years old.
Think Let him it. Do him for crying Wait, out loud. Jeez.
Yeah, wasn't that your New Year's resolution? Do you?
Well,
fuck.
I'm not a guy.
He's doing him.
I'm not a guy, but at 10 years old, I was not touching myself in the bathroom or
Who
anywhere.
Were you touching?
I wasn't touching anybody.
Everybody
lies,
else.
Lies, lies.
I didn't kiss a boy until I was like 13, and I didn't even like
You're 37, and you have a 21-year-old daughter. What does that say about you?
Oh, my God. No, I do not.
Slut.
I do not. Fuck you, because no.
No,
I
but
do
yes,
not.
What does that say about you? It says you're a slut.
Because I wasn't doing that at that age, so I don't expect him to.
Okay, well, maybe he's
Is that
more
what you boys
He's
do
advanced.
Maybe he's more popular and more well-liked than you were at that age. Could you ever consider that?
I was very well liked at that age, and I was very popular
by all
age,
the patrons
so,
at Arby's,
right? By and all. That Poyo local bathroom.
Yeah, Shakey's,
so anyways,
bunch lunchtime.
At 10 years old, you shouldn't be taking that long. You fucking wash your hair and you scrub your balls and you get the hell out. Like, that's it.
In that order.
Well, do whatever you want. Make your own order.
I think he is doing what he wants, and that's where you're taking.
That's the point of the shower.
No,
it all goes down the drain.
Are you wondering why you're running out of conditioner faster than normal?
Oh my God, are you serious? Is that why?
That's probably why.
That's what you guys use. And literally, we're out of conditioner.
You know what? Worry when you're not out of conditioner, because that means he's like scraping it off and putting it back in the bottle after he uses it.
Oh God. Disgusting.
Side note, her hair hasn't ever looked this good before.
Right? Then he's doing something right.
Oh, okay. If you're not going through conditioner and your hair looks really good, then he's scraping it off and putting it back in the bottle.
Oh my God.
How considerate of him.
Whatever.
He's like, he must have seen the episodes of Captain Planet and wanted to go green.
Yeah.
That's his way of trying to recycle.
Right now, but I didn't know boys do that shit.
No one wants to
old.
Talk about
at
this right
10
now.
Years old.
But if you were a better mother, Pepper, we wouldn't have to.
I shouldn't have to explain this to a boy. I'm not a father.
That is
I don't
correct.
Know this stuff. I don't have a dick between my legs. I don't know.
Well, right now you don't have a dick between your legs, but if it was 10 minutes earlier.
Yeah, most of the time you do.
But I can't explain what it does. I mean, to me, but not like on their own body, like, or how you're supposed to handle it.
It depends on if you're.
I mean, I can tell him how to handle a dick if he's going to be gay, but like not like if he's going to be.
You know, with
handle his own.
With you as a mom, I'm pretty sure his chances of that are much better than most.
Yeah,
you're basically ruining.
I'm not
going
to talk to my son about that. Okay, how would you feel if your mother talked to you about doing that? Like, if you didn't have a dad,
she did. She said, "Stop fucking doing that with my good towels."
Yeah, she did. I was there.
Towels.
It was funny. Actually, that goes back to the blame game because he got in trouble for something I did.
You are so nasty.
I was like, that was fucking Cookie's crusty towel, not mine.
Ew, Cookie. Really?
I was experimenting.
To Auntie? Like, seriously? What the hell is your problem? Both you guys.
They were out of conditioner.
Okay. Follow-up question to all of you. Have you ever masturbated in a relative's house?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I don't. I don't masturbate.
We have three honest people and one fucking lying liar face.
I swear to God. Okay, you guys don't believe this? Yeah, I'm a sex addict. I'm fucking
yes,
love
we
sex.
I believe it.
Yes, you're a degenerate. We know
masturbate,
that.
touch myself is one thing I don't have to do, and I don't choose other to do.
You get a rush off of it, like how fast can I do this?
To do it. It's not my thing.
Let's see. When they start knocking, you need to up your game.
No, it's not my thing to like please myself. I get pleased by others.
What are you doing? I'm dropping a deuce. Wait on. There we go.
Why do I have to please touch myself? Like I don't have to.
I
do
believe
that.
Her other people barely want to touch her. You think she wants to touch herself?
Like there's no fun story. In that. Like for me, there's no fun in please. Like,
maybe you're doing it wrong.
Maybe you don't know how to do it right. I know my body, but I prefer like a person doing it to me.
So it comes down to she's lazy as fuck.
No.
You know a lot of people's bodies.
I just don't have a wild imagination, I guess, like you guys. Because well, I cannot.
You didn't need to tell us that. We were aware.
Like, now, the ghost. Wait, now if I'm desperate and in need, then yeah, I will figure out a way.
Don't use big words you don't know, Pepper.
I'll figure out a way to please myself and get off.
If she's desperate and in need, any eggplant will do.
But to me, it's not been a big thing. Like, I'd rather have my person or whoever's around.
She's like, I'm desperate. Break out the frozen peas.
It's not been my thing, like, no.
Somebody get me a carrot stick.
It's not my thing to touch myself. Like, how do you guys get off on doing yourselves? Like, I don't get it.
Maybe we're just better at it than you are.
No. I'd rather have a person do it for me than, like, for me to do myself.
Ugh.
So if you...
So, you... Okay, you were...
So
whose fault is it then?
What do you mean whose fault? I just don't get off on. I'd rather have a person be sexual with them than to touch, like, be sexual with myself. And I do it right. I don't have a problem with it. I can do it if I'm desperate and I need somebody. I'll do myself.
And you're out of eggplants.
But I'd rather have.
We just had eggplant parm.
And I have multiple toys to do it for me, but I'd rather have a live person.
She gets wet every time she walks
person.
Down the produce aisle.
I'd rather have a live person. I'm sorry. I'd rather have a live person. No.
Yeah, we'd all rather have live people.
Okay,
but sometimes...
well, I've always had that option, so it's never been a problem for me.
So you're a person with a lot of options, is that what you're saying?
I can have, yeah, like if I want sex, I can get sex. Any girl can, I would agree, right?
Yeah.
No.
Any girl can.
No.
Oh, no?
No.
Any girl can get sex versus any guy.
Uh-uh. No.
You don't think so?
No.
Why?
I got conditioner in my eyes, guys. It's pretty bad.
What about...
so if I, like, if you put me and a guy in a nightclub or wherever you want to put us in, like, some scene and see how many people we can get to, like, come home with us, like, who do you think's going to win?
I think it's subjective. I think if you get put up with somebody, like, put up against somebody with some serious game, like, for me, for example, like, I would...
not laughing. I'm just... I like your modesty.
I just walk in there and they all want to screw me. So, yeah, that's why I've never had the problem.
It really depends on who you're going up against. Like, I think if you and I went head to head, it'd probably be like a pretty even match. Like,
We should all speak to our significant others, get a hall pass, and we should see who gets it done first.
Yeah, but not actually do it. Like, but like, see how many people we can take home and all that. Like, I'm down for that. Like, right?
Let's do this. Are you,
like, not go home with them, but like, see how many people that will sleep with us. Yes or no?
Fine, if you want your dreams crushed
yet
again.
No, my dreams never go.
Okay, so now challenge has been accepted.
Thank you.
When are we doing this?
Well, we have to set up a time and a date, and we'll do this.
We know a lot of people that give out a lot of backhanded compliments. I know I do. And
you're an asshole.
And we thought it would be fun to see how long we could keep it going, and so we've decided... to try to have a conversation that is primarily made up of backhanded compliments. And generally, like, you would think a lot of these would be aimed at Pepper. I mean,
yeah, they always are.
But you know what? It's just because she makes it super easy.
How do I make it easy? I sit here and look pretty?
Like, she sits there and looks pretty and says the dumbest shit you ever fucking heard. And
well, to
I
me,
mean,
it's
and
not
well
dumb.
It's and while it's
that's
semi-irritating
the worst
part. To some, the majority of the people I think find it funny, and I think that's why she's got a following. Is just
whatever.
Not only is she irritating, but at the same time, she totally doesn't ever have a half a fucking clue about what's going on.
She makes you feel better about
yourself.
You know
why? Yeah. Because I'm Pepper, and I fucking can. And I don't
Pepper
care.
Is a, Pepper is.
I'm like Donald Trump. I don't give a fuck.
Pepper is uplifting because she set the bar so low that, I mean, really, so long as you're not, like, you know,
is
scraping
this Pepper show today?
By on welfare, I mean, or buy, as Cookie pointed out, buying your clothes from Kmart.
Of course. Why not? It's cheaper. Like, what the fuck? Why am I going to go spend more? You get the same price for less. Like, I'm, oh, wait, how does that go? You get the fucking same product for less or some shit like that. I don't know. Anyways, you guys Any are stupid. Old. This is not roast pepper day.
Well, no, I'm, you know, that you were right. And I'm surprised that you.
Pepper, we love you. You're pretty, but no, every day is roast pepper day.
Why?
I
this
like
is a new year,
choices,
new resolutions.
You yourself said you don't partake in resolutions.
Well, this year you guys
or
should.
Regular showers.
What's a shower?
I shower every day except when I'm
except for days that
wait,
end in
when
y.
I'm binging on a show
on
I
Wiener.
Will sit in fucking bed and watch it.
If it was days that she was binging on Wiener, she'd have dreads already.
Oh my god, I don't have to binge on that. It's endless. It's like the endless pasta bowl at Olive Garden.
Ooh. Mm. Challenge accepted.
I told you she was a slut.
So what?
She orders it with the extra sausage.
What is wrong with that? Like, why are you being so judgmental today?
Get off that soapbox and high horse.
Jeez, who made you the fucking god of this earth and shit?
Well, I don't I don't want to name drop, but I mean, fuck, you're going to twist my arm.
Well, if you're god, I'm fucking married. Like, fuck, no.
That would make you his mother and you're older than him.
Like, come on now. That's like not real.
That's the way I see it in this reality,
I'm not
too.
The Virgin Mary, maybe Mary Magdalene, but not Virgin Mary.
Pepper, you look really good for a woman your age.
Thank you. Oh, that's a fucking backhand compliment, asshole.
See, you get it.
See, now you know how to play the
that's
game.
That's because that was one of mine. Well, so do I give Cookie one or do I give you one?
You may try to slip it in wherever you can.
Okay.
Much
slip it in, like a little slip it in. Like
stick
how
it
got,
in real
like
good.
Like how I got pregnant.
On the sly?
I slipped it in and boop, here comes the baby.
Yeah, you're the Bill Cosby of our group.
Oh, whatever. I'm not that old and I don't like Jell-O.
Yes.
Or pudding, whatever he
yeah,
likes.
I meant touching people while they were asleep.
That's bad we don't do that.
If they're in my house, well, I'm allowed to touch. It's my property.
It's my property.
She's like, you live with me. If you don't like it, get the fuck out.
It's part of the package.
Exactly. It's part of the furniture. It's like a fucking bed. Like he's like a pillow right there. Just laying there like a body pillow, you know?
Aww.
See, at least I compared him to the pillow.
Cuddle monster.
Instead of the doormat.
I told you, you should have named your son Karma.
Karma? No, I was going to Karma. No shit. I was going to name him Virus.
Oh, shit.
See, that's what you get for being rapey as fuck.
Karma. Oh, there was a lot of names I was going to give that little shit, but no. I gave him a biblical name, but I'm not going to say it on the air.
All right, go ahead and
Moses. No, I'm just kidding.
Since you're all fired up and you seem to have put a half thought into this, why don't you go ahead and try and lay a compliment on one of us?
On you?
Let's see if it... go ahead.
Oh, my bestie.
Go ahead.
Because I can never do it to my cookie.
Here we go. You're trying to take shots at the king. Let's see.
Let me see. Let me read. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have a good one as much.
I know you don't, and I'm not surprised.
You're smarter than you look. Is that one?
That is one.
Yay, I win one.
At first glance, I wouldn't think you'd have that many diseases, but I mean, I've been known to be wrong on occasion.
I love how you don't care about how you look.
I love your attitude about not caring what people think.
You look so good that I didn't even recognize you.
You're almost getting better at using Google. I'm almost proud of
you.
Oh
my God. That's not a backhand compliment. That's the truth.
Sometimes the truth can be a backhanded compliment.
Oh, fuck that shit. Oh my God. I wish I were as confident to wear something inappropriate like you.
I wish you would take your own advice sometimes, or
my
at least
God,
shower
I can't
that.
Go on.
Or at least take a shower so that your poor pants weren't trying to jump off your legs in sections.
What the fuck? I didn't even get that one.
Does it have to be towards somebody? Like, I always been told, like, I'm tall for an Asian person, but really I'm not.
You kind of are, though.
Yes, that is racist, Pepper.
See, I'm good at racist shit. Like, let's have a racist challenge.
Oh, I've been told when people find out my last name, they're all like, oh, you're light for a Mexican.
You're like, I'm not Mexican, bitch.
Or, oh, you're gay? You don't look gay.
One of the best backhanded compliments I've heard to date was Cookie on his brother. His brother's wearing a soccer jersey, and he's like, that's a really nice shirt. Shouldn't you be mowing a lawn or kicking a ball?
Oh, my God. That is so not nice. That's racist mixed with,
the biggest backhanded compliment that I got was from a dating website. I met up with somebody, and they're all like, oh, wow, you look way better in person. I was like, thanks. Did you just say yes?
I've gotten that before.
Did you just say yes because you thought I was going to pay? I mean, I am going to pay, but I'm just asking.
Would that be for drinks or sex?
Both.
And this is why we do what we do, because we are fucking good at it. Cookie, awesome show tonight.
Thank you.
You rocked it. Jasmine.
Thank you, man.
Wine as usual. Guys, we're going to get up and out of here and enjoy our Friday night. And until next time.
If you're too horny to sleep and too tired to masturbate, listen to Rice and Beans.